the truth.
Oh my goodness, I forgot to change the title block today. I'm a ding dong. Ah, dang it. Had one job, Jim. One job. It's the only job you got. Change the title block. All right, well, anyway, I'm Jim Price, Jim Price, Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is February 29th. It's a Thursday, 2024. By the way, that date and time and all that stuff is just made up because we know that they've been manipulating time and the calendar for so long. We really have no idea what's going on. So we could call it Spaghetti Day, and that makes it just as much sense as calling it Thursday, because until they continue, or until they stop the lies and they start getting real honest about where we've come from and what we've done and how we're going to get to the future, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of playing their little ping pong stuff, and I don't know. I don't know how to say it. I'm tired of it. It has been absolutely a mess living in their reality. Now, I will tell you this, a couple of good things to think about here going forward is that their plans have actually been falling apart exponentially for quite some time. We haven't always felt like it because we just thought that they were always winning because we weren't getting our way. Well, that's true too. They haven't been getting their way, but in reality, we are making headway exponentially. Those of you that you know about Looking Glass, if you don't know what Looking Glass is, I don't know. Is it Looking Glass? Periscope? I don't know. Just look it up. It's something about what the CIA or the people who think they're specialer than us. Those people have been doing some things, and they got in their old computers, and they type away. And after 2012, they know that there is absolutely no point of return for them. They are not going to maintain their power. And yes, that means that's 12 years ago. So yes, this little thing that we're living through here with the stolen election and those kind of things, that's all part of them just trying to hold on to that last little bit of power before we really find out who we really are. And a lot of us know what we are, who we are and what we are, but as a collective or a population or an understanding or whatever you want to call it, it's going to take a little bit longer for that. I will tell you that there is a lot of forward movement in things that we're doing. We've seen the Treasury Department, and we've seen the things with the Federal Reserve, and all these different things have been moving around and changing around. By the way, if you looked at a $100 bill lately, there's two signatures on that $100 bill. Why? I don't know. Do some research. Find out what the Corporation of America was and how the last day of Trump's presidency, that actually was abolished. But let me give you one more thing. I happened to be watching the Eagle Pass conference and the Brownsville conference that one Peto in chief was having, and then your President Trump was having at the other. President Trump was at Eagle Pass with the governor of Texas. It seems to be a little more significant representation of your leadership, your servant leaders in that situation. The other one was an old man got up and reading off a teleprompter and wasn't able to really ad-lib anything. He was just reading off his little thing. And he had his little index card. I don't know who those people are that do the little index card, but they definitely have it in bold type, so he can just read along there and figure out what he's supposed to do. Because, you know, he's just got so many plates spinning at this all the time. Boy, it's just really amazing. But let me give you one thing here. I was watching Fox on the coverage. Not because I choose to watch Fox, because I love their coverage, but Neil Cavuto it was on during his hour, and Neil Cavuto made it a point while Trump was still speaking at Eagle Pass, when they cut back to Neil to talk to Jeb Bush's son. I don't have no idea why that guy is even relevant whatsoever, but Neil Cavuto made it a point to say the 2020 election was not stolen. It has been factually proven. I mean, he was dogmatic to make sure that he got that out there clearly. But I want to give you something here, just a little bit of a conversation in the midst of all that. There has been a lawsuit that has actually been filed and won that says that the election in 2020 was absolutely stolen. And that happened. Now, guys, for people to continue to say that nothing happened, that's just arrogance. And that's very short-sighted. I know that there were a lot of good things that happened in that election. A lot of people did their job. A lot of things were done. But we also know what a hockey stick looks like. And we also know that the Pedo-in-Chief was not beating Trump. And I will go out on my, again, I'm going to go out on my little predictive limb here that says that I do believe that Trump got just under 100 million votes. And I will go to my death believing that. And I know that some people are trying to make that death earlier for me than others. But by the way, guys, I am completely happy and satisfied with my life. I'm not trying to be suicidal in any way whatsoever. So those that may hear things that, Jim's this or that. No, I did not do anything to hurt myself or harm myself. I don't know why I have to give that disclaimer, just like, different people, Charlie Kirk and others have to say the same thing because they know they're being threatened quite often. So anyway, that being said, I do have a special guest with me today, and Glenn is here with me. Glenn, good to see you, sir. Appreciate you being here. Hey. Let me get my stuff tuned up.
Nice to see you, Jim. Thanks for having me, my friend.
You bet, man. I appreciate you. You know what? The floor is yours. You tell me what you got going on, and we're going to talk about it. So.
Ooh, I don't know about having an open floor. That might be a dangerous thing for me.
I don't know. You got to watch my show. It's kind of dangerous over here, too. So,
well, we're on here today in particular because I've got a pretty good show coming up here in about a week or so. Okay. And we're trying to get the word out. March the 7th in Fort Pierce, Florida is the beginning, the first show of a tour that's going to go across the United States in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. Title of the tour is called the Soldier Strong Pay It Forward Tour.
Right.
And it's my band, and then I've got a young man from Nashville, Tennessee, named Ira Dean. Ira's a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. He's an ACM award winner, an AMA award winner. He co-wrote Aaron Lewis's number one hit, Am I the Only One? Mm-hmm. Has written for Montgomery Gentry, Ronnie Dunn. He's writing with Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, right now. They're writing a song together. This is an America-loving, patriotic country music guy, and he's a lot of fun to be around. So we're getting ready to hit the road with this thing starting March the 7th.
Wow, that's great. Well, now I'm going to be down in was it Boca Raton week after next? So I don't know if that's about the same time, or is that you're launching?
We're a week from today. We will be in Fort Pierce, about an hour north of Boca.
Okay.
So we won't have a show during that period when you're down here if it's the weekend, but it'll be the Thursday before. But I will give you this invitation, Jim.
Okay.
Come down here. I'm about 30 minutes from Boca Raton. Don't spend money on a hotel. I got an extra room, my brother.
Uh-oh. I am going to definitely take you up on that. I want to be able to say I slept on Glenn's couch.
I got a bed for you. We got a pool in the backyard. We'll sit out grab something to drink and sit under the sun.
Well, man, I tell you what, that sounds better than what I've been doing here in Kansas. This high wind we've had the last few days, it has been brutal. So awesome deal there. Okay, so you're getting ready to launch this whole thing off. You got this other guest star with you. I don't mean to step on that. So you're the star of the show. What is he?
You know what? We're not doing things the way they normally do.
Okay.
And Ira is a humble dude. Ira's been around this game a long time. In 1991, he went to Nashville and was taken under wing by a guy most people will know the name of. His name was Johnny Cash. And he lived with Johnny and June Cash there in Nashville for many years.
Wow.
So this dude is all kind of star power, knows everybody. But when I asked him, how do you want to be featured? He's like, dude, I'm here to serve you however you want to do it.
Wow, that's great. Well, and that's what we all should be doing, right? We should all be servants to each other because it just makes the world a better place anyway, right? So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, and by the way, I do have you here on our leap year. So you actually got an extra day in the Jim Price Show. You got to be on a leap year day. Most people don't know that it's leap day. Which really just shows that we manipulate the calendar any way we want. We're just going to add another day to February. Why not? That's the day we want it. We want to do that. So happy birthday to all you leap year babies, which obviously creates confusion for you and makes everybody's life better. How do you do that, though? Well, your driver's license says February 29th. Isn't that mean that every 3 years you're illegal? Because that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're 80 on the regular calendar, you're 20 on the leap year calendar. How's that work?
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's 3 years there that your birth date is not real. It's illegal. I mean, it can't be, anyway, I don't know. I'm just making that up. All right. So you're saying you're going to be doing this for veterans and paying it back. What got you started in this whole idea of moving this forward?
Well, I think you and I have chatted, and you know this. I served in Desert Storm, and it's been 33 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long. Blows my mind. Now, don't ask me whether I would do it again with what I know now, but I did. Love my country, my friend. Love my country. Hate the direction it's going and the government that's involved.
Absolutely.
But I love my country. And I'm going to tell you, nearly everyone that's ever signed that dotted line did it with good motives. They did it because they wanted to serve. They did it because they had patriotism. They did it because they love their country. And I did, too. Yeah. And I lived my life that way, Jim, until 2017 when and you've heard this story, I think, before, when I was arrested and spent 73 days in a jail cell for something I didn't even know about, much less take part in and do. And lost my home, lost my car, lost 80% of my business. And lost my eyesight in my right eye when an infection that I'd caught in that jail attacked my eye the day after I got home, destroyed my cornea, woke me up to what was going on. Now, I think you've been awakened to all this stuff probably a lot longer than I have, but it showed me at that point, I'm not in the country that I fought for. And God grabbed a hold of me just shortly after that. He gave me my voice back. I hadn't sang in 17 years to that point. And he called me back out to do what I'm doing now. And I began to write music and release music. And then in 2021, I had an opportunity to do a show with General Michael Flynn down here in Davie, Florida. And we were raising money for an organization that puts exoskeletons on paralyzed veterans so they can walk again. Now, bro, have you seen those?
Yeah, I have. That's I didn't know you were a part of that. That's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Brother, when they wheeled this Marine up on stage, had been paralyzed in Afghanistan 7 years before, and he was able to stand up and walk around the room of his own power with his suit, I will never be the same. I was a broken man, but I was a rebuilt man at that moment, too. And, you know, he's talking about he gets a chance to walk his daughter down the aisle someday. He can reach the top shelf for his wife. He felt like a man. I felt like a baby in the corner crying. I had tears dripping out of my beard.
And that's what it's about, though, man. And when you see those things and those moments, that's what this is what it's all about. That's what this big blue marble's for. It's not about us creating debt and keeping people in slavery and all that stuff. It's about actually those moments like that making each other better.
Absolutely. Well, I took that home with me and began to ponder, and I ended up writing a song based on that meeting. And it's about two young men that meet in line at the MEP station, and they sign the dotted line. They jump up on a bus. They become best buddies. They go off to training. And by verse three, they're off in war. All hell breaks loose and they get hit. You know, I'm getting ready to release that song here this next month. But that's what we're building this tour around, is being soldier strong. Now I will share you a little caveat. Most people don't know this. I wanted this song to be different than anything you've ever heard before. And I Google searched my drill sergeant, Jim, from Fort Sill, Oklahoma, 1989. I found him with a telephone number, and I reached out and I called him and I said, "Hey, is this Drill Sergeant Timothy J. John?" He said, "Yeah." "Who the hell is this?" I said, "Well, this is Glenn Baker, Alpha First of the 33rd. And he said, Baker, the little wrestler, right? And that was me. And I flew to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I met this man, and he and I have become friends. He's calling cadence on this song for me at the beginning and the end. And he's going to be in the music video with me, my actual drill sergeant.
That's fantastic, and that's great that he was able to still remember you and you made that type of impression. Good, better, and different that he still remembered you and that he wants to be a part of that. So those guys have a heart, too. I know that they're just doing a job. My TI, I was in Air Force, so we had training instructors, not drill instructors, which I don't know why they needed to change that. I don't know why we always got to church it up, Joe Dirt. But
Well, we got boot camp in the Marines and basic in the Army. They all got to have their own little flavor.
And I was I did so I went to San Antonio and did my work down there. And you know, it was those. I think honestly, those boot camp moments, they really do teach a man a lot about himself, and that he doesn't have to be so selfish and self-centered. And I think it does make men better men.
I think it can make a man better man. I think there's kids that go in that are already broken, and they hold on to that brokenness and become more broken in some cases.
That's true.
But if you've got that something, that little something, whatever you want to call that little something, some of those guys like Drill Sergeant Timothy J. John can take that and mold it and create some men out of that thing. And that's what he did a lot of.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you have those that bounce out, right? Those are guys who go ahead and recycle or go ahead and walk away because they just aren't built for it. And that doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that they weren't built for it. But again, you got to ask yourself, what happened to those people in their life and how did that work for them in long term? So as you're going through this, you saw this gentleman stand up. Now, are you doing a proceeds go to, or is this a fundraiser that you're doing with this concert?
This particular concert is an awareness concert. It's not big enough to be a fundraiser. Those exoskeleton suits right now are $150,000 each.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're expensive.
Hey, wait, we've given Ukraine $300 billion. How many exoskeleton suits could we have made with $300 billion?
2,000. I know that number off the top of my head.
Imagine that. Imagine we could have 2,000 veterans who actually feel like a human being, feel like a bit of a man again, and all we had to do was not fund the Gazarian Mafia over there in Ukraine. I don't know. That's my personal opinion. It has nothing to do with facts. I made it all up, and I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Whatever, I have to just disclose that. But it's sad that we have to say those things. We can't just be honest about what's going on. We have veterans who are suffering every day. We have veterans who are committing suicide every day, and we got veterans who can't, be mobilized because we're funding a Ukraine war. What about the trillion or so dollars we put in the Middle East over the last 20 or 30 years? What could we have done with that money?
Well, and that's a valid question, and the answer is we could have fixed the whole problem. But the reality is it's not going to happen. The government's not going to do it. Right. Trump did some good stuff for the veterans in the VA program when he was in office and allowed us to go outside of the VA umbrella if we weren't able to get the treatment that we needed. Right. And I've had to do that a time or two. I've had to go to emergency where there was no VA close. So I've had to have to do that. But he didn't fix it. And maybe he didn't have the time or the people behind him to get it fixed. And maybe it can't be fixed. Yeah. But here's what I know. I can help.
Right.
I can help.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing this on a larger scale. I've got a team of people. Ohio Brett Bowl.
Yeah.
YG Nightstorm. I think you've met YG.
Oh, yeah. I've hung out with him before. Good guy. We've actually been to Disney World together.
Oh, really?
Don't ask.
I need to find out about that one.
He was doing, I don't know how we ended up over there. What was it? I think, we were at CPAC. And anyway, he wanted to shoot some things or for his campaign he was doing. And we went by there to do a couple little quick shots of stuff. We didn't go to Disney World. We were in the little, shopping area just outside of the, anyway, I've been to Disney World with him. So it's cool.
I got it. Well, he's involved with this thing. Both of those guys are on the board. Yeah. I've got a gentleman named Brian Vigier out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the former COO of Mopar Motorsports for 20 years. He's involved. Wow. We're going to take this thing and put it out on a big, big scale. We're going after corporate money.
Right.
And my goal, Jim, is a big goal. I really would love and like to, let me rephrase all that.
Yeah.
Dude, I wrestled in college. And the reason I wrestled in college, not because I was great, is because I'm stubborn and a harder worker than anybody else. And I was stronger than anybody else. Right. When I set my mind to something, you better get either on board or out of the way. We're going to raise $15 million in the next year and a half. That will do 100 exoskeletons, and we have to do it in a big, big way. Yeah. We're going to use corporate sponsorship. I've got big guys in Nashville that will come on board, the guys that are not afraid to speak out, and there's a few of them right now.
Yeah,
there's not a bunch. A lot of them are controlled. They're bought. They're controlled. But there's a few big boys out there that will come on board, and we're going to raise a ton of money, and we're going to make a difference. But that's one difference. Number two, and Jim, I've seen you do this before. My goal is to find one person in the audience or two or 10 that I can inspire to use what God has given them.
Right.
And how many times have you been asked, Jim, what can I do? And your answer probably is like mine. I don't know what you can do.
Right.
I know what I can do.
Yeah.
Let God show you, or you figure out what you have that's valuable. Take that, get your butt off the couch and let's go do something together. And if we can form a grassroots movement, this is called the Soldier Strong Lifestyle, putting a PMA together right now. If we can form the grassroots movement and get people inspired to get out off their couch and do something, brother, we can change this world.
Yeah. Well, everybody's God-given talents are different. You know, there's always those guys that have that little, you know, their job may be this, but they have this other talent. They may do this at work, but there's this other skill they have, or they have connections that suddenly just make it all flow and nobody had to spend money, but it was just that little bit. So again, it's always about just taking that first step and opening. And when doors open, I love this part about, you know, when you live by faith, you open, when the door opens, you walk through it and you don't have to wonder what's on the other side. And so many people are so afraid to take that first step and they don't have to. And if it's anything, if it's just attending, your energy, and we can use a biblical reference, you know, two or more together, I am there. Well, the idea that, you know, your energy comes together. Let's say there's 1,000 people. Well, then, well, if you're there, now it's 1,001, but your friend came. Now it's 1,002. Well, he brought somebody else. Now it's 1,003. Next thing you know, the multiplicity of it, you create a real movement with the energy that you exchange just being there at that event. And sometimes that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's our goal. That's what we're focused on. That's what we're working on. Who cares if it's easy? It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm 56 years old, Jim, coming back into music after being off for 17 years.
Wow.
I don't recommend that for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
But this is my path, and this is the path that I'm taking, and we're going to make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, and as you're going through all this, now you said that you're going to be doing this first event in Florida. Do you have other scheduled cities, or are these things still in the flux?
Don't have it scheduled yet. I've got openings that we're going to put together. We're doing this first show as a test show, if you will.
Right.
Not to test and see if it's going to work. I don't give a crap whether it works or not. It's going to work.
Right.
But we're going to test and see what we do right, what we do wrong, what we need to fix, what we need to enhance. Coming back, having a meeting here, and putting the rest of the calendar together for next year. So we've got people in Texas right now that want to bring us in.
Yeah.
Houston, Amarillo, and San Antonio.
Right.
That's good. Oklahoma. We've got people in Illinois. I've got a radio station ready to go in Illinois. We got people in Virginia, upstate New York. We're ready to start scheduling once I know that our blueprint works.
Yeah. Well, imagine that. It's like, again, this is a simple, you're a man just like I am, and you're bothering to put forth the effort. And this is what's going to make the difference. And it's not always about, you know, it's not about the individual. It's about the whole thing. It's about doing more for others. Now, when you're doing this, is this going to be you're going to go to a venue, or how you're going to do this on this first one? What's the venue like?
Yeah, we're actually at a Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce. It's a 1,200 seat auditorium, beautiful, beautiful facility. And that's going to probably be the things that we're shooting for. Now, if we're in good weather, we can do it outside. Mm-hmm. You just have an added expense of sound and lights and trailer and, you know, staging and things like that. So we're going to be looking for venues between 600 and 1,200 on the smaller shows.
Yeah.
But when we get the big ones together, my brother, I'm looking in places that we can go that'll hold 12 to 15,000 people.
There you go.
We're not shooting little. We're shooting big.
Oh, absolutely. And that's great that you guys are doing that.
You were at Vegas Reawaken this year?
Yes, last I was. Year? Yes, I was.
Okay. So the Amp of Craig's Ranch is one of my people, and they're willing to work with us at any time.
Oh, wow. Wow. That'd be great. Well, and that's, again, this is just taking those opportunities, and it's about your music's about coming together, you know, doing this stuff, making it to where people want to come together, but it's also bringing awareness to these guys. You know, and think about, you know, we have so much technology, you know, we got these little phones and computers and all this other stuff, but this stuff is going to do something that's going to give someone who bothered to go into the meat grinder called quote unquote war. And I, you know, we both have an opinion about what we understood, what we were there for.
Yeah.
You know, I was disappointed I wasn't going to go and different things like that. But, you know, these guys did it. You know, they went out over there, they did it. You know, you got people like Pat Tillman who, you know, he left the NFL and went over there and died. But yet those guys who came back, well, why don't we give them some dignity? Why don't we give them some of that pride back that they had when they were going in? And we should treat them with honor not that we should just give them handouts and make them lazy, but at the same time, you know, they are war heroes. No matter what it is and no matter what the cause was, we paid for them to go over there, and we should be responsible for certain parts of things. I get it that, you know, there are people who take advantage of the system, but these guys who have lost limbs, who've lost that dignity, why can't we all just understand that they need that back? And why? And here's the sad part. We have to do this as a charity. Why is why aren't the corporations and the you know, where's the, you know, the Kellogg's and the, you know, all these different, you know, big mainstream product companies out there who have billions of dollars? Where's Apple and their $1 trillion they have in cash on hand? Why aren't they out there trying to make sure this happens? I think they have some technical expertise. You know, where's our government, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're talking to a couple of those big corporations.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, we will probably push them to the front and they'll be heroes.
Right.
It'll be blah, blah, blah corporation presents, and we'll be getting funding from that. So wow. We're working on that to take place. Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. The good news with capitalism is we get a chance to create our own lives. The bad news with capitalism, it gets greedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And so it takes folks like you and it takes folks like us to be able to, focus energy onto the things that really matter,
right,
and then piggyback onto what they've already got going on. Yeah. Man, there's no way I can come up with $15 million on my own.
Yeah.
Even with all these great guys I've got around me, it's not going to happen. But we can piggyback onto that,
yeah,
and get the right people focused and get enough people, enough eyes on it to make it take place. And along that other line, Jim, mm-hmm, what you said a while ago when you first opened up was talking about the looking glass and the technology and things like that we have right now. Brother, the saddest thing to me is we've got guys sitting in wheelchairs, can't feel themselves from the chest down, but the capability is there for almost every one of them to get up and walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost every one of them.
Well, and the sad part, like when I was so the reason I got my honorable discharge, because I was injured, I mean, a lot of it was just basic stuff that the military wasn't willing to do in their own medical practice. So they're like, mm-hmm, well, we can't help you. And I'm like, yep, so we're going to discharge you. I'm like, but it's like, just send me to this here. And I don't, and then I'm going back. Right. But
right,
they're so bound into these old traditions of, and again, love the traditions of the military. You know, I was a ROTC kid in high school. So I was a Marine ROTC in high school. And then I went into the Air Force after I enlisted early. I was enlisted at 17. I was working for the Air Force before I even went to basic training. That's how big I was into doing this. I even was working on the week. I was working on the Air Force base before I ever went to basic training. They got me in. I was working. And so I was all about it. And I love the traditions of it. But some of the traditions spill over into the nonsensical. Like, okay, right, if you could have just sent me over to this doctor, doom, I'm done, get that therapy. Oh, we don't believe in that. That's, if you want us to give you surgery, we'll give you surgery. And I'm like, I don't want you cutting on me. I don't want you cutting my back open. Why can't we do something else, you know? And again, they just want to go straight surgery, and I'm like, I can't do it. And I'm glad I didn't, because back surgery just never seemed to work long term. But anyway, I think that some of us, there's a lot of things that we've fallen victim to only because of bureaucracy. Uh-huh. You know, we're talking about like, okay, so for me, as a veteran, I needed to get my kidney stones looked at. Well, I went to who I usually went to, but then the VA is like, no, you have to come see us. We're not going to approve your therapies, or we're not going to approve the doctors you want to see outside of us. You have to come to us first. And then it's like, but wait, I thought I got to choose. I thought we had that whole right to choose thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's changed suddenly in the last year, which means it tells me that we're going back to some Obama era type care. And the VA is like, no, come to us. I would rather have 100 doctors sitting at the VA doing nothing, as long as the guys who are getting the care are getting the care they need. I don't want doctors saying, oh, you got to come see us because you're a vet. Well, maybe you're a quack. Maybe you're not what I want. You know, acupuncture. Yeah. Acupuncture is amazing. It does amazing, amazing things for people. And the VA recognizes acupuncture, but they don't want to do true acupuncture. And again, this is this ideology where we've got this broken system of these old things that we got to get them away from it. And the fact that you're willing to go out and fill the gap, I mean, that's America right there, isn't it?
It is. It's America, and we have to have more of it. I'm just one little old guy, and I'm hoping we can raise up a revolution and see a lot of people involved in this. You know what? Who cares if the government's not going to do it? We can't force that.
Right.
But we can do it. And you get 1,000 people doing what we're doing, yeah. Brother, we can take care of a lot of our brothers and sisters. You know what?
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not even just a paralyzed people. You know, the amputees now. Have you seen the robotics that they've got for amputees now?
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Brilliant. But they don't have them at the VA.
Yeah. Well, the VA, well, they'll give you, I see guys still walking around with the little fork things.
The claw. Yeah.
I'm like, that's 1970, Colin. Why are we still doing that? Like, that doesn't make sense. And that's, again, we're the most amazing country on earth. But when it comes to our military medical care, no, I can't. That's too much. Like, what is that? It's a thing.
I know, bro. I know.
That's that control.
There's,
go ahead.
There's veterans putting together places down here. There's one in Boca. You get a chance, you might get to see it when you come down here. Let me know, and I'll get you the connection.
Yeah.
The Gray Team, and they've got med beds for these guys now. They're second generation, but they've got med beds for these guys now.
Good.
And this is not funded by the government. This is funded by a 501c3, which I'm not going to be that. I don't want the government involved in me either, but yeah. They're doing it the right way, and they're trying to get it funded and get these guys taken care of. Grassroots.
That's okay. Again, perfect right there. Okay. So, hey, government, you know, we've got this med beds that you can just put into your facilities. No. We're going to spend another $100 million on expanding the VA and just giving you more of the 1950s medicine of, you know, why they're just guys, when we're talking about this stuff and we're having this conversation as if almost the guys aren't there, but literally if the VA came out with a jar of leeches to help, you know, help me with my headaches, I probably wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's kind of how it really works around there. They really don't, they're not on the cutting edge of things. And that is sad. And not to say that we're not spending billions of dollars on the VA care. It's just the care itself is 30, 40, 50 years old. It's not even relevant anymore.
Well, you know, I will give out some kudos. I've been pretty blessed. Yeah. I had to have a cornea transplant in 2018,
right.
And they happened to have the best cornea specialist in the state of Florida in charge of my eye at the VA. And she's a big wig at Baskin Palmer and all that. So in that area, I've been pretty well taken care of, but I think I'm in the minority.
Yeah. Well, you got that little window, right? You got the boop, but it wasn't your kidney guy or your intestinal guy or your blood sugar guy. You know, it's, anyway, I wish it was better. Like, oh, there was some things I wanted to ask him about. And, I asked him, I said, hey, you know, what about this? They're like, oh, well, you need to go to mental health care for that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not putting that on my chart. I mean, and it was really not, it wasn't a mental health issue, but I asked for something and they're like, oh, well then you need to, I'm like, whoa, don't be putting that in my chart. Cause when they start doing that, then they see, this is where the red flag laws and the gun ownership stuff comes in, right? Uh-huh. So this is where I was like, oh, no, I've already heard the stories about you guys red flagging people. We're not doing that to me. But again, I digress. I don't mean to beat on the VA so much, but again, if the VA was doing their job, you could be out just having a good time singing your songs without having to have a mission, right? You could just enjoy it.
True, but I don't even know if I'd be doing it again. You know, without a mission, it's just music.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you happen to have one of your recordings or anything, or where I can play something for everybody to see or hear?
Yeah. Can you throw a video up on your screen?
Oh man, I can do. Yeah, if you can. Can you, I'll let you do a screen share. Do you want to do that?
I can throw up one of my YouTube videos, my music video. Which one you want? Freedom? We're talking about the military. You want freedom?
You have these YouTube videos or?
Yeah, YouTube videos. If you want to pull one up.
Yeah, I could just throw it up here real quick. So YouTube.
Glenn Baker Band, you'll find me.
Glenn Baker Band.
Two ends, though. Two ends, not one.
Oh, is it two ends? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Glenn. Oh, there we go. Glenn. Oh, wait. Baker. Well, they don't like you. You weren't coming up first there. All right, here we go. Which one do you want me to play?
Why don't you play Freedom? That's a feel-good patriotic anthem.
There we go. So here's Freedom. Okay, stop before you take off. All right. I got to get zoomed in here. Let's see. Screen capture. Boom. I'm doing it on the fly. I'm doing my editing as we go here. There we go.
Yeah, we're going to give you a raise.
Oh, what is that, to $2 an hour now?
Exactly.
There we go. All right. So, all right, let's play this. Okay.
It's turning 16, chasing life with a set of keys, or drinking that temptation at 21. To others, it's a war of hope, fighting for what we call home, and dying, 'cause you just can't let it go. It's the one thing that lets us ride this ride we're on. Don't wanna know how it feels to know that it's gone. To you and me, it means different things. Don't ever grow too old to dream. Open your soul and get you front door to all I'm working for, and falling into arms open wide. To some, it's friends in the backyard, a big old sky full of stars, and thanking God for the joy that fills their heart. To see the fire of a spirit shining in a child's eyes gives that feeling that I get when old glory's flying high. To you and me, it means different things. Don't ever grow too old to dream. Just open your soul and get you some. Fireworks and ice cream on the 4th of July. To others, it's still hearing a fallen soldier's cry. Who knows what tomorrow is gonna bring? Just ask JFK or Martin Luther King. Thank God we can hear the truth in a song.
Glenn, thank you so much for that. That was great. Appreciate that, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I was going to like the video, but I'm not signed in, so I got to sign in and like the video. So,
yeah, thank
guys,
you.
Yeah, that's G-L-E-N-N-B-A-K-E-R, Glenn Baker, and Freedom was the song on that. Thank you so much for that, Glenn. That was good stuff. And now, are you going to be doing the same? You have new songs you're going to be coming out with, or?
Yeah, I've got a new song that'll be out in April, Soldier Strong, the one with the drill sergeant on it.
Okay.
We're going to shoot the music video sometime late March, I think, and have it ready to go in April. That's going to be an interesting project. There's going to be a war scene involved, and my goal is kind of weird and kind of dumb to some people, but it's my goal. I want this to be the best produced music video of 2024,
right?
So that it really grabs the attention. It's going to be shot like a movie. It's about a 4-minute and 30-second movie.
Wow.
So we should have it ready by the end of April.
No, that is awesome, and thank you for that. I'm just going to share this out real quick so everybody can see this on their comments here. So keep going. You tell us a story, man. I got to type here, so you got to fill in the blank.
Go ahead. Well, Jim, I've got all kinds of stories, but let's go back to the second one. Whenever they're looking at Freedom, you can take a look at the other song that we've got or other music videos that I've got up there.
Yeah.
And one of those other songs is called No New Normal. If you think about the phrasing of that, you'll know what that's about.
Yeah.
When this pandemic crap took place back in 2020, my first show was scheduled for March the 28th of 2020 here in Fort Lauderdale. March the 23rd, the world shut down in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And we just came to a complete stop. And I don't watch the news, Jim. I turned the news off 20 plus years ago. I don't watch it. But I do know that there was news anchors all around the world talking about this as a pandemic before it ever hit the U.S.
Yeah.
They already had the buzzwords in place.
Right.
And then they started talking about, well, this is just the new normal. You got to get used to it. The life is going to change. It's going to be like this from now on. And it pissed me off.
Yeah.
It made me mad. And so I had in my head the phrase, no new normal. And about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months into that pandemic thing, I woke up in the middle of the night about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I wrote the song No New Normal.
Wow.
And right now it's being played. It's about 600 radio stations in the U.S. It's being played in New Zealand to about 6 to 7 million people a day.
Wow.
In the country and on the Internet. And so we're getting some traction with that one.
That's good.
And it's just it's brutal. It doesn't pull any punches.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that they taught us with our political correctness. Remember, Obama, Uncle Barry, brought in political correctness into our country where we started having to tiptoe around our language, where we used to be able to just call us, you know, a spade, right? I used to use a spade out there on the job site, digging out and crumbing out holes and all that other stuff. And then I had somebody try to tell me that was a bad word. And I'm like, no, that's a spade. We've always used a spade.
It's a spade.
You know, and what we got called a sharpshooter. I'm like, no, that's a spade. I'm not doing this with you people. Sad part of it is that creeped in, and we just not been able to speak our mind. I think the pendulum swing is going the other direction, and I'm looking forward to the, you know, I guess that would be a little different than whatever her Miley Cyrus on her wrecking ball, but I definitely am looking forward to the pendulum swing going the other way and really getting back to being a simpler country of being honest with each other and just saying what it is. I have proven this 1,000 times. I've watched it in social situations. The more we talk, people begin to be less strange. When we talk to each other and all this, we get rid of weirdos. Not because we push them out, but because they start having normalized conversations and they're no longer weird. They don't say weird things. But when we isolate and we put people in cages and we do all this stuff, then we find that men want to tuck their pecker between their legs and go pee in girls' bathrooms. That's where isolation goes. That's what that happens there. Well, and then father's not being in the home too. But we got to be better about this. We got to be out there saying what is real. And not being apologetic. I mean, why should you apologize for the truth? Those that are speaking the lies and manipulating and destroying people, just like the fact that we lost more people in April of 2020 to suicide because they took away people's hope than we do in a standard year. That should have told them something right there, that these shutdowns, these lockdowns, these fear-mongering, it was too much for a lot of people.
Well, but they didn't care, Jim. They didn't care.
Right.
It's just a number. It's not a person. Well, it's a person.
Yeah.
It is a person. Yeah. And if we come together and actually you and I get a chance to talk to each other face to face, we may not get along when we're behind a keyboard, right, but we get along face to face because guess what? We're still enough human being. We're going to be somewhat kind to each other,
yeah,
whether we agree or whether we don't. And man, I'll tell you what, I've got a commercial up for this show right now on TikTok and I can't believe I'm on TikTok. I can't believe I just said that I'm on TikTok.
I have a TikTok. But I got like, I got it. Go ahead.
Oh my God. But I got like 6,000 views on it, but I've never been harassed so much in my life. I had somebody try to give me a tear me down and ask me if I had an extra chromosome. And I had to look that up to see if he was trying to talk bad to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if the insult doesn't work.
So I wrote back.
I
said, no, I'm just naturally this good looking.
Well, and that's a shame, though, right? Because some guy wants to be a smartass behind the keyboard. Here's what makes men, and I this is a social portion of this. Men, the threat of violence is what makes men manageable. So, meaning that when me and you are together, the idea that you might pop me in the mouth because I said something stupid is a reality, right? And vice versa. Sure. But when you're behind the keyboard, you can be real fearless. You can say real stupid things and you don't have to worry about the repercussions of it. And that is actually a psychological defect. It's called, now, a reason I know this is because I went through all this stuff with my daughter, but she doesn't have the cause and effect in her brain. It doesn't work for her. She doesn't understand if I say this, then there's going to be all these other things that come around, and it's actually called mild mental retardation.
Really?
Because it's in one part of the social structure of her brain that when Lori was sick during the third trimester, it's devastating, caused deafness and all kinds of stuff with Rebecca. She was very, very sick as a child, but she was born dead. Anyway, long story. Air vac 20 minutes after birth. It was traumatic, right? But anyway, so we had her tested to see what, if there was any deficiencies. Well, in one of the areas, and it was not a huge drop, but it was just below the normal, which called it mild mentally retarded. So people that don't understand that if I say something stupid, they don't understand the cause and effect of it, that's actually a mental retardation. That's a medical term. There's a medical term for that. If you think that no one's going to pop you in the mouth for running your mouth, then you are obviously broken. You don't have the thought process here. And I think that's what the keyboard thing has done for people, is that it's given them this, superhuman strength to go out and say stupid things. But in reality, they're just a little bit of duh,
Yeah. You know what? I think, unfortunately, you're right. But also, some of these people are taking it out from behind a keyboard and not realizing what's going on. There's people getting beat up and killed all across the world for being just idiots right now. Right. And you can see it on the keyboard. But when you do it in person, woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and that's just it. We have to have great, great conversations. We have to talk about this stuff. We have to understand what's really going on in the world around us. And I hope that that's what we're doing here, is that we're creating a better understanding so people can actually deal with what they're seeing better. And that's one of the things I push here on the show. I don't tell you, I'm like, hey, Fannie Willis. Oh, by the way, it's Fonny. You're not allowed to call. That Fannie Willis chick down in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, she's changed her name.
All I ever heard was Fanny.
No, she changed it to Fonny last week. And So midstream, my name is Jimmy, not Jimmy, or whatever. I mean, it's just stupid stuff. But anyway, that's what we're doing here nowadays. We're just making it up as we go along, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Glenn, where can we find you? You have a website?
I do. Yeah. It's glennbakerband.us. All one word, two N's, glennbakerband.us. All of my social media is either hashtag or at glennbakerband. Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. My Facebook is a personal page, but you can find that under Glenn Baker in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Get a hold of me anywhere. And if you want to send a message, I respond to just about everyone, unless they're being silly and trying to make me mad.
No, and I get that. I get it all the time. I get people that, that's why it's really sad that I can't, there's times I get, friend requests and messages, and I gotta go, and I gotta look at the person's profile, and I gotta make sure they're real, and I gotta, why can't we just be honest anymore? It's just ridiculous, so.
Oh, no, honesty doesn't seem to work in their new world order.
Yeah, it is a true thing, isn't it? Sad to say, but I do believe we're making headway on all that truther stuff. I think we've made a huge change. I do believe we're turning the ship around and we're doing better work on that. But there'll be always those that really do believe. I said this on the show yesterday. I ran into people at CPAC this year. I was in Washington, D.C. last week, and there were people there that didn't know fluoride was even in the water or that it was bad for you.
Really?
Yeah. And these are,
I mean,
these are,
I wasn't very smart, but I knew that one years ago, decades ago.
These are people that work in the White House. Like, wow. I'm using air quotes. They work in the, like, so they're, but I think they get in their own little, what do you want to call it? Like snow globe. They get in their own little, you know, their little sphere, and they don't realize that there's another world outside there. So,
anyway. Yeah. I did an experiment last year, Jim. I went and started driving Uber. I kind of got bored and started driving Uber.
Right.
And I did that for about 6 or 8 months. And the experiment was, well, I was bored for one thing, but the experiment was talking to everybody. Now, there was a very small percentage of people that just wouldn't talk.
Right.
You know, they wanted to be left alone. And I'm cool with that. And you wanted to be left alone, be left alone.
Right.
But I can tell you, over 90% of the people that I spoke to, and we're talking of all walks of life. We're talking about young black people, male and female. We're talking about older people that are, you know, way outside of our realm, 70 to 80 years. We're talking about professionals, talking about people that are socioeconomic on the lower scale.
Right.
All people, and out of all those people that I drove, I'm going to say over 90, and I'm maybe closer to 95, see what's going on. And aren't afraid to talk about it. And we never had a cross conversation one.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So I think you're right. We're getting there.
Yeah. And I've actually even went around and because I do, you know, have to take Uber and stuff once in a while. And I'll kind of make it a point, like, you know, and they'll ask me, what do you do? I said, well, I do public speaking. And I talk about individual freedoms and individual liberties. And they're like, oh, really? Wow. Whoa. You know, and it's a middle of the road conversation because I didn't say that I wanted, you know, to vote one way or the other. I just want you to be free. Right. But I think people are afraid of freedom. I really do. I think the idea of having to take care of yourself and protect yourself and do all the things on your own, I think it's terrifying for people.
I think you're right. I think they've always believed the government was going to take care of them. They didn't have to worry about it. You know, there's a cliche, and it's been around for decades, that freedom isn't free.
Yeah.
Jim, I'm willing to say that freedom's not only not free, it's not cheap. No. And it costs a price. Now, I'm 56. You and I are fairly close to the same age.
Yeah.
Our whole lives, freedom has been pretty easy.
Yeah.
It ain't very daggum easy right now. And we're going to have to pay a price. We can pay it today and make sure the freedom stays, or we're going to pay a horrible price down the road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be a mess. And that's a sad part of it. There's so many people out there that don't realize, they think it's like, well, you know, I need leash laws for cats, you know, that way the cat won't poop in my flower garden or whatever, you know? And it's like, that's, but then you're restricting, when you restrict someone else, that gives them the opportunity to restrict you. And we just need to let things go. I point this out, and I said, we don't even know our own laws well enough to know that at a red light, it does not say, at least in Kansas, does not say that you have to stay there for the entirety of the red light. It says that you are to stop at the red light and then proceed when traffic is clear. I don't know, but what do we all do? We all sit there and wait for our turn, don't we? And how many times you sit there and there's no cars coming, you're like, man, what am I doing? I feel like an idiot sitting here by myself. Well, in reality, the law says you're supposed to stop at it, and then you are to proceed with caution. But anyway, we don't even know our own laws and, you know, all that good stuff. I'm going to send you my poem, by the way. Go ahead.
No. How can we know our own laws? You know, look at the tax laws. You got 1,500 pages of tax laws. How the heck can you follow the law? Yeah. How do you follow the law?
Yeah, you can. And that's why they do it. It's the moving goalpost, right? You just don't ever know what's the next one. Yeah. All right, Glenn. Well, I'm going to get you out of here, man. I do appreciate everything that you're doing, and I am going to see you in 2 weeks. So I'm going to be in Glenn's house in 2 weeks.
Outstanding. So, come on down. Me and YG's here. He'll be here the whole time. You get a chance to hang out with him.
Perfect. And I got some other folks that are going to be down there as well. So it'll be a great event for everybody.
Let's have a house party.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do it. So we'll get down there and see you guys. So thank you. Everything you're doing, Glenn, and anything I could do for you, man, you let me know.
Jim, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me today.
You bet, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was great to have Glenn with us. And guys, this is what it's about. We have people out here that are going to go out and do things to make the world a better place. And isn't that what we're all supposed to be doing? We're all supposed to be making the world a better place. We talk about, you know, being better than you are the day before. Remember, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's a real thing, guys. That's the life I live. That's what we talk about. Glenn is that guy going out there. He's putting himself out there to get this tour going to help veterans and get them the mechanical devices that actually just makes them feel like a man. And I'm going to tell you what, girls, you know, a man that can't provide and can't do things, or a man that's been shunned or broken or whatever, when you give him a little bit of hope and a little bit of pride, he will walk on broken glass for thousands of miles just to make you happy. And that's what it's about. So we all got to do better for each other. And guys, thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing out there. Remember, if you guys want to donate to the show, go to the website over there, or you can call, ask me for my Cash App, my Venmo, my PayPal, or you can send a check to the P.O. Box. However you guys want to do it. We did have a thing in there for a while. We were doing like saying an hour of your salary for a month of my time. Whatever you guys are up for, but remember, the lights stay on because you guys donate to the show. So thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing out there. Remember, the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. So never understand the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. All right, My Daily Naturals, get your basic cell function package out there. Get the going out there. We got Colloidal Silver. We got Fresh Mouth Toothpaste. We got Q Streaming. Everything you guys are looking for, let me know. We can replace your cable channels for $60 a month. For $60 a month, you get rid of your cable guy for whatever it is, and you get all the sports packages and the movie packages as included in that $60. So if you guys want to be a part of that, let me know, and I will get you that information. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.